Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, and President Clinton are preparing for a summit tomorrow in Camp David, Maryland. Even before the meeting starts, the talks seem troubled. Barak barely survived a no-confidence vote today. He lost his parliamentary majority yesterday when three of his coalition partners pulled out of the government, and his foreign minister, David Levy, is boycotting the talks because he says he hasn't seen any evidence of flexibility from the Palestinians. Today, President Clinton acknowledged that the talks will be difficult.
Look, if this were easy, it would have been done a long time ago. This is difficult. It is perhaps the most difficult of all the peace problems in the world, certainly dealing with the most difficult issues of the whole Middle East peace process on which I have worked for nearly 8 years now.
President Clinton speaking today at the White House. News analyst Daniel Schorr agrees that any peace deal will not be easy to negotiate.
Rarely has a summit meeting been attended by such low expectations. Prime Minister Barak comes, leaving behind a shattered coalition. Chairman Arafat told his impatient constituents he was only coming because it was impolite to refuse President Clinton. On none of these central issues, the boundaries and demilitarization of the Palestinian state, a foothold in or near East Jerusalem, the return of Palestinian refugees, on none of these is there the slightest sign of movement. And in contrast with the personal strength displayed in 1978 by Prime Minister Begin and Egyptian President Anwar Sadat at Camp David I, the current two leaders are leading from weakness with their constituents. So why is President Clinton sponsoring what looks like an exercise in futility? Because, he says, the destabilization and the violence that may follow a failed conference would be no worse than what threatens anyway. The unilateral proclamation of statehood, perhaps acts of terror, perhaps a new intifada, thus what the president calls a no-lose situation. Also, although it hasn't been talked about much, because American money would be a factor in the settlement. To accompany an agreement, the Palestinians are asking for $40 billion, most of which would be earmarked for resettlement of returning refugees. What is the minimum that it's reasonable to hope for in this hopeless-looking situation? Something along the lines of an American working document leaked in Israel last month, laying down general objectives in a so-called framework agreement with a hope of some progress by mid-September, Arafat's current deadline. If there is one helpful note in the situation, it is that the issue has not been dragged into the American election campaign. Perhaps the Bush camp and the congressional Republicans are only holding their fire until the expected breakdown. But for now, at any rate, they are showing great restraint. So here goes tomorrow, Camp David II. At stake, says Barak, is whether that part of the world becomes another Belfast or Bosnia. Secretary of State Albright said today that despite a government in tatters, Barak can still make peace. What else would you have expected to say on the eve of this perilous enterprise in peacemaking? This is Daniel Schorr.